Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Did Mark Lanet from General Motors, who we just interviewed, convince you? Should Congress vote to bail out the Detroit automakers? Our lines are full at 212-433-WNYC. From our comments page, Phoebe from New Jersey writes, let them fail. The big three were only interested in SUVs and truck sales, and their newfound green credentials are 10 years too late. They don't deserve a dime of my taxes, and their only future is to win my business. Whereas David from Boston writes, I have no sympathy for the plight of the automakers, but they are certainly being harshly treated in comparison to the banks and AIG. What a free ride the banks get. They're getting 10 times the money that the car makers want, and they get it with basically no strings. The rich are always ever more privileged. How about Merle in Clinton Hill? You're on WNYC. Hi, Merle.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I want to say that I am completely convinced by what he had to say, and
you
for
are.
Several reasons.
Go.
One, because we don't make anything in this country anymore. What do we make? All we make is going to CVS and Duane Reade, okay? We're a consumer nation. We need some kind of industrial companies in this country. Two, I think that those senators from the South who all of a sudden say, oh, no, don't help them. Remember when it was the big three who were helping the rest of the country when the South wasn't surviving, when all their textiles had gone out of business? And three, I think that it's really outrageous that people say that it was the automakers who were pushing these SUVs. The consumers wanted these SUVs. And so I think that it's really outrageous that we aren't going to help them out. And my last thing is, I'm about to buy a new car. I was going to buy a foreign car, but I have decided that I'm going to buy American. Why? Because I'm going to help out Barack Obama, and I'm going to help out the United States of America. So those are my comments.
All right. Merrill, take my tax money, please, from Clinton
exactly.
Hill. Thank you very much. And how about that? Merrill saying that buying an American car right now not only helps out Ford, General Motors, or Chrysler, but helps out Barack Obama. You agree with that? Sophia in Broad Channel. You're on WNYC. Hi, Sophia.
Hi. I'm not completely convinced, although Merrill made a really good argument.
Merrill was pretty good there.
Yeah, she was. But and I agree, we need to have manufacturing in this nation because we are a service industry at this point, and being a consumer nation doesn't make any sense. But what they need to do to get me to buy from them is to stop making ugly cars that are unreliable, and that are hopefully that they're not only improved from those standards, but they're fun to drive. They're not going to be in the shop all the time. I can drive down the road and actually enjoy the steering. And this job bank thing, I mean, how come I don't have a job bank?
Well, that's a good question.
You know, the strings attached should be for them as well as the financial industry. And, yeah, there may be some amount of treason going on with these senators and Congress people defending corporations or setting the stakes so high for our corporations that seem to be in favor of foreign corporations. I do agree with that.
All right. So no sympathy for those senators, but let the automakers go down after all they've done.
I don't know that they should go down, but somebody should really step in there and really slap them in the head and make them do things a lot better than they've been doing.
Sophia, thanks a lot. Kanan in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Kanan, hi.
Yes. Hi. In my opinion, we should definitely help them out because for several reasons. Of course, apart from the senators and apart from what Obama has to do, that is one product that is home to New York. It is, to the U.S.
To the United States, yeah.
Yeah, and so we should definitely help them out, put in heavy requirements, but definitely bail them out.
What kinds of requirements for you? Environmental ones, mostly?
Yes, environmental is definitely one thing. To go a step further and bring in technology that is absolutely new and cutting edge, far more than, not only do we have to catch up for the time lost, but we have to get ahead.
Kanan, thank you very much. Of course, that's one of the paradoxes here. As Mr. Lanave was saying in the interview, people don't necessarily want to buy the fuel-efficient cars as long as gasoline is affordable, which in a down economy it looks like it's going to be for a while. And so is it in their economic interest? Does it help with the financial restructuring for the fuel efficiency requirements, the environmental requirements to be put on it? Or does it serve some other good purpose, but with the effect of making it that much harder for them to get off the taxpayer dole? 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are still full. From our comments page, Daniel from Munich says there should be strings attached about continuing to provide benefits and ensuring that job cuts are minimal. So he wants to protect the workers. I'd rather see executive pay cut down to factory worker level than factory workers getting fired. Noah from Brooklyn writes, I think that Mr. LaNave is certainly correct on the account that we bail out the banks, who equally deserve blame for making mistakes and failing, which almost means that auto companies should be bailed out. I think there should certainly be requirements for them to get the bailout, and they should be required to support a push towards socialized medicine. And yes, I use the S word. Lillian in Woodside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lillian.
Hi, Brian. I was convinced before anyway, but I agree with all those people who say that we're throwing money at Citigroup and AIG, which are bottomless pits, and doing nothing for the automobile industry. We need manufacturing in this country. We don't need just a country that has service industries and businesses that do nothing but shuffle paper around. We need manufacturing.
Thank you, Lily. Chuck in Brooklyn writes on our page, the country should just buy them if they are thinking about giving them any money. It would be less than their market cap. It's fantastic. They've been making terrible cars for the last 25 years. They've got what they deserve. They should have built useful cars like Toyota. Listening to these guys is hilarious. Chapter 11 for them, or the country should just buy them. Then Smidley, comment 10, writes on the whole process of their appearance before Congress, getting yelled at by some hungover official adorned with hair plugs and a fake tan, is that congressional punishment or a theater of the absurd? Emmanuel in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi there.
Are you convinced?
Absolutely not. And simply because, you know, you look around here in New York City and all you see are foreign-made cars. And the reason why you see those is because they're better cars.
All right. So let them go. And what about the jobs? What about, well, you know, so many hardworking automakers, auto workers, I should say, and the ripple effect? We just had another 500,000 people who lost their jobs last month. The stat they're using is this is the worst in 34 years in the United States.
You're absolutely right.
You're ready
but
for
you
more
also
of that?
Have to consider that some of these we're going to have to buy cars from somebody else. And, you know, you can just figure that a company that's going to be building a better car is going to sell more cars and going to need to employ more workers. So some of it will get picked up.
Emmanuel, thank you very much. Richard in Great Neck says bail them out, but through a different mechanism. Is that right, Richard?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Send every taxpayer in the country a $5,000 redeemable certificate, good at any one of the big three automakers, as long as it's an American-made car.
That's a fascinating idea. Give the money to car buyers, basically.
Correct.
It's like a voucher, but the voucher is only good for American-made cars.
Right, at the big three, yes.
Really, really interesting. How about that, folks? You want to weigh in on that on the comments page? Because we're not going to have time for calls on that. But you can go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, our page for this segment. You like Richard and Great Neck's idea? How about a $5,000 voucher to every American, good only toward the purchase of an American-made car, instead of the money going to them directly? You like that? Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Suzanne in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. You convinced?
Not at all. I'm wondering why no one has brought up the oil companies and the windfall, enormous profits that they make, and why aren't they being tapped instead of, you know, the taxpayer all the time? Why isn't there some mechanism with someone in Congress to figure out how to bring the oil companies into this and skim off a tiny little bit of their huge profits to help bail out, you know, the auto industry? They were kind of hand in glove with them while you know, getting huge profits from the GM for all the big fancy cars and so forth. How come they're not involved in this in some way?
Pretty interesting, Suzanne. A compatible industries tax. I like it. Sydney in Brooklyn's going to get the last word. Hi, Sydney.
Thank you. Chapter 11, let them restructure. And I'll give you one more. Let everybody go on the internet and look up Ford in Brazil. They have a fantastic plant down there that's all almost robotized and integrated. They could do that in the United States, and they haven't done it. And you've got to get that unions to give up something to help these companies out.
They say Chapter 11 is a step toward death because
I don't believe it.
People won't buy a car from a company in Chapter 11 because they won't believe in the service contract.
I personally don't believe it. You build a better car. They haven't done it in 40 years. We've let everybody else come in here, and we've seen what they can do. We can do it if they want to do it right, and the unions have to also help out on this.
Sydney, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for your calls and comments. Keep the comments coming to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.